The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th canto, chapter number 9, text number 48, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasatkikari, recorded on October 20th, 2011, in Kaunas, Lithuania.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Te Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Kim Durapam
Mai
Prite
Tatapi
Vibhudha
Rishabha
Mai
Ekanta
Mati
Na
Anyat
Mata
Vanchati
Tatvavit
King Darapam Mai Prite Tatapi Vibuddha Vibudarshabha
Tatapi
Vibudarshabha Maye Kanta Mayer Nanyam
Maye Kanta Mayer Nanyam
Mato Vanchanti Tatvavit
Mato Vanchanti Tatvavit
King Darapam Mai Prite
King Darapam Mai Prite
Tatapi Vibudarshabha
Tatapi Vibudarshabha
Maye Kanta Mayer Nanyan
Maye Kanta Mayer Nanyan
Mato Vanchanti Tatvavit
Mato Vanchanti Tatvavit
Kim. What? Darapam.
Difficult to obtain.
Mai.
When I.
Prite. Satisfied.
Tatapi.
Still. Vibhuda Rishabha. O best of the intelligent demigods. Mai in me.
Ekanta.
Exclusively fixed.
Mati.
Whose attention?
Na anyat,
not anything other.
Mata,
than me.
Vanshati,
desires.
Tatvavit,
one who knows the truth. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. O best of the intelligent demigods, although it is true that nothing is difficult for one to obtain when I am pleased with him, a pure devotee whose mind is exclusively fixed upon me does not ask me for anything but the opportunity to engage in devotional service. Purport. When the demigods finished offering their prayers, they anxiously waited for their enemy, Vritrasura, to be killed. This means the demigods are not pure devotees. Although without difficulty one can get anything he desires if the Lord is pleased, the demigods aspire for material profit by pleasing the Lord. The Lord wanted the demigods to pray for unalloyed devotional service, but instead they prayed for an opportunity to kill their enemy. This is the difference between a pure devotee and a devotee on the material platform. Indirectly, The Lord regretted that the demigods did not ask for pure devotional service.
Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jatapada Kamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahaganaraguna Danvitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadudam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Ladita Shri Vishakan Vitamscha.
What a wonderful verse. Krishna is emphasizing here the essence of Krishna consciousness.
Krishna šičia pabrėžė Krishna sąmonės esenciją.
To only ask Krishna for devotional service.
Prašyti Krishnos tik tai atstimo tarnystės jam.
Even though the demigods offered very nice prayers, which Krishna was appreciating, because their motive was material. Krishna was ultimately disappointed with their prayers. Even though the wording was very nice, the mood was not as nice as Krishna would have liked. Krishna knows your motive. He understands what's going on inside your heart. You can't fool him and pretend that you're praying for pure devotional service.
At
the same time, harbor some material desires. So the best thing to do is don't pray for anything material. What to do if your heart is full of material desires? Then what do you do then? You're not able to pray purely because your heart is full of material desires. What to do? It's not difficult. Say, Krishna, my heart is full of material desires. Please bless me, I can pray purely. The humble mood of admitting your fallen position, that is the beginning point. That's an easy point to begin with. If you're honest, you can admit how fallen you are. If we begin our prayers from that point, then we can learn to pray very nicely in a way that very much pleases Krishna. We are called in this movement Rupanugas, because we are followers in the footsteps of Srila Rupa Goswami, one of the chief followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This book that we study, The Nectar of Devotion, is a summary study of the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu by Rupa Goswami. The Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu is full of the most wonderful guidance for us how to become pure devotees. You don't have to feel it's hopeless to become a pure devotee. If you simply follow the instructions given in the Nectar Devotion, you can become a pure devotee. Here's one of the most wonderful prayers given there. This is 1:325. Na prema shravanadi bhaktir api va yogotava vaishnavo jnanam va shubhakarma va kiyodaho jas jati ras jasti va yanarati dikatata ketvai tatapya shedja mulasati he gopi janavalava vyatayate haha mada shaivamam. Which means, I have no love for Krishna.
Tai reiškia, kad aš neturiu jokios meilės Krishna.
Nor am I feeling any attraction to hear and shout the holy names. I don't have the mystic power of a Vaishnava. Knowledge or fruitive activities. I wasn't even born in a very nice family. On the whole, if I analyze my position, I can see that I'm completely bereft of any qualification whatsoever to engage in devotional service. But still, my Lord, Gopi Jana Balaba, most beloved maintainer of the gopis, because you are famous for being the deliverer of the very fallen souls, the deliverer of the most fallen souls, therefore I have this unbreakable hope that is constantly in my heart that somehow or another I can attain your lotus feet.
Todėl pastoviai turiu savo širdyje šitą nenužudomą viltį, kad vienaip ar kitaip aš galėsiu pasiekti tavo lotoso pėdas.
But when I consider how absolutely unqualified I am to achieve that transcendental goal of life,
tačiau kai vertinu, kiek aš esu absoliučiai nekvalifikuotas pasiekti šitą gyvenimo tikslą,
hopelessly unqualified,
viltiškai nekvalifikuotas,
I feel great pain in my heart.
Tuomet aš jaučiu didelį skausmą savo širdyje.
So if we can understand and appreciate this mood of Rupa Goswami, he is teaching us how what mood we should be in. If we, one may say, well, why would I be in that mood, feeling pain in my heart? Why would I want to be in that mood of feeling pain in my heart? I thought Krishna consciousness was supposed to be blissful. This is contradictory. I'm praying to have pain in my heart. So how does this make sense? Well, you have to understand the science of bhakti. Because in bhakti, the more you feel the pain of being separated from Krishna, the more you become happy. You may say, what? This cannot be understood with a mundane mind. But this is factually experienced by the realized devotees. And as we become awakened in Krishna consciousness, we will also experience it. One gentleman asked me, what was Radharani's fate when Krishna left Vrindavan? Fate means what happened to her. So there are two understandings of Radharani's position after Krishna left Vrindavan. There's the external understanding and the internal understanding. Externally, Radharani was plunged into an ocean of unbearable, devastating grief. But within her heart, she was feeling an exponential, if you know what that means, exponential. That means unlimitedly. An unlimited explosion of transcendental bliss within her heart. That anguish of being separated from Krishna intensified her feelings of love for Krishna. And this is why it is stated, Vrindavanam Parijaja Napada Ekam Gachati. Now, if one would like to learn Sanskrit, this little shloka is a very good shloka for studying Sanskrit. Now we will analyze it. Vrindavanam Parijaja Napada Ekam Gachati. Vrindavanam, that's Vrindavan.
Vrindavanam, reiškia Vrindavanas.
Paritjaja, you've heard that word before? Who's heard that word before? Paritjaja. Yes. Where does that word appear, Yadavi?
Bhagavad
Gita. Yes, Sarvadaman Paritjaja. Yes, that's right. So, what does it mean? It means abandon. Krishna says, abandon all dharma except for serving me. So, paritjaja means abandon. So now we've got two words of the sloka. We got Vrindavanam paritjaja, abandoning Vrindavan. That's the first two words. Vrindavanam paritjaja na means not. Now we got three words figured out. Vrindavanam paritjaja na pada. That means foot or step. You see? Na pada, and then ekam. Who knows what ekam means? One, that's right. Like we in Hindi, they count ek, do, trin. You count, that's the way you count. Ek, do, trin, like that. So ek, or ekka in Sanskrit, that's one. So Vrindavanam paritjaja na pada ekam. Now we got all the words figured out except for one, and that's gacchati. Gacchati means he goes. So now we can figure it out. Vrindavanam paritjaja na pada ekam gacchati. Krishna doesn't even go one step outside of Vrindavan. You may say, what? But I read in the Krishna book. He got in the chariot with the Krura. He went to Mathura. And then he went to Dwarka. How you can say Vrindavanam paritjaja na pada ekam gacchati? That Krishna doesn't even set one foot outside of Vrindavan. So how does that happen? The fact is that actually only an expanded form of Krishna left Vrindavan. The original Krishna was captured within the hearts of the gopis. Especially Srimati Radharani, you see. Krishna is like a prisoner in the heart of Radharani. He is a captive. He can't escape from Radharani's heart. Because her loving feelings are so intense. That anguish of being separated from Krishna increases the love unlimitedly for Krishna within her heart. So in the same way, a devotee laments his lack of Krishna consciousness. And by that lamenting, he purchases Krishna. What are some examples of this? Gopinath mama nivedana shuno vishai durjana sada kamarata kichu nahi moraguna kichu nahi moraguna. I have no good qualities. You see, I'm simply a materialistic rascal. Vishayi means sense enjoyer. Durjana means demon. Vishayi, Durjana. Sadakamarata kichu nahi moraguna. I have no good qualities. So if you can lament in your heart, like Bhaktivinoda is teaching, I have no good qualities, I'm demon number one, I'm rakshas, asura, asuram bhav, every bad quality I have. You see? And then hanker, when will that day come when I'll become pure? Kabe habe bolo se dinamar aparado gucci shudaname ruchi kripa bole habe hridaye sanchar kabe habe bolo se dinamar. See, Bhaktivinoda is wondering, when will that day come? Well, I'll give up my offenses. When I will achieve Shuddhanam. You see, he's hankering. Now I'm in Maya. When am I going to get out of Maya? When am I released from Maya, you see? So in this way, he's feeling that pain of being, I'm a rascal. It's horrible, I'm a rascal. You see, so if we can cultivate this sort of feeling of I am separated from Krishna consciousness. What will be the result? You will capture Krishna. Krishna bhakti rasa bhavita mati kriyatam yadi kato pilabhyate tattala yang api mula mekelam janmakoti sukritare nalabhyate. Pure devotional service in Krishna consciousness cannot be had even if you execute pious activities in hundreds and millions of lifetimes. It can be achieved only by paying one price. And what is that price? Do you know that, Krishna Chaitanya? What is that price? What do you think?
Greed.
Huh?
Greed.
That's right. Lal yam. One must have intense greed. So if who is very greedy for achieving something? The one who feels that he is lacking it the most. His desire to get it is the most strong. So the point is this, the more you feel that you're lacking Krishna consciousness, the more you feel like a piercing arrow of anguish is piercing your heart because you're lacking Krishna consciousness. The more you feel the anguish of not having Krishna consciousness, the more you become greedy to get it. If you think, well, I'm pretty fixed up devotee here, then you're not going to have any greed to become Krishna conscious. If you think, yes, I'm very Krishna conscious. We had one back in my brahmachari days. There was one brahmachari in the ashram. He said, I remember he told me one day, he said, they just call me the Paramahamsa Brahmachari. Well, how long did he last? He made a cassette tape, it's still around, but he's gone. I haven't seen him for 30 years. Riksaraj Das Brahmachari, where are you out there somewhere? The Paramahamsa Brahmachari, what happened to you? You see? So don't think you're an advanced devotee. Don't think that you have your, oh yes, I'm very advanced in Krishna consciousness. I know 5 verses. So now I'm a pure devotee. You see? Don't think yourself very advanced in Krishna consciousness. If you want to truly advance in Krishna consciousness, think, I have no Krishna consciousness. What did Prabhupada say? He said, even though I have been designated Bhaktivedanta, I have no bhakti, and I have no Vedanta. So this is the mood. If you have that feeling, I am lacking Krishna consciousness, you see, then you'll be very greedy to get it. And when you're greedy to get it, you'll get it. That's the key. Given by Rupa Goswami in the Pajavali. If you're very, very greedy to get it, then you will get it. But where you go to get it? You have to go to a pure devotee. Rupa Goswami says, if it is available somewhere, one must purchase it without delay. So are you reading something separate or are you listening to the class, Hari Balananda? You can read on your own separately. You have all day to read. But in the class you should be hearing. Yeah. It's not a time to sit and read books. It's a time to hear the speaker. Thank you very much. So, the Bhagavatam tells us where we can get Krishna Bhakti. Shushu shoshoda dhanasha vasadeva kataruchi san mahat sevya vipa punya seva nakirtanam. By serving those devotees who are completely free from all vice, great service is done. By serving those devotees who are completely free from all vice, great service is done. By such service, one achieves Vasudeva Katha Ruchi. So, who are those souls completely free from all vice? They are Mahabhagavatas. It is described the Mahabhagavat, the Uttamadikari, he is completely free of any desire to criticize anyone. He sees everyone as part and parcel of Krishna. He doesn't hate anybody. He doesn't have even a tinge of hate for anyone, even the most wicked demons, he doesn't hate them. He loves everyone. So if we find such a Mahabhagavat devotee, we should serve him. Because by that service, we will become pure devotees. And we all have, here's one we all can agree on, we all know the Prabhupada's a Mahabhagavan. Everyone can agree. So if we give your life to serve Prabhupada's mission, then you're guaranteed to become a pure devotee. If you completely take the mission of Srila Prabhupada as your life and soul, then you're guaranteed to be successful in Krishna consciousness. Others may be Mahabhagavats, they may not be Mahabhagavats. But we know that Prabhupada is Mahabhagavan. So if we serve Srila Prabhupada's mission, we are sure to be successful. Prabhupada told us in Los Angeles, become guru, deliver the whole world. So that's what Prabhupada wants us to do. He even predicted that day would come when we would become the leaders of the entire human society. He said if we simply act with sincerity and intelligence, then Krishna will arrange everything. Prabhupada said it will not be difficult. But Prabhupada often said, what is the difficulty? Because even though there is no difficulty, actually, we see so many times devotees are in difficulty. So Prabhupada would say, what is the difficulty? He told us there's no difficulty. But the difficulty is we imagine there is difficulty. There's nothing difficult. But we concoct difficulties. That's our mental concoctions. There's actually no difficulty. Chant, be happy. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. When you get up in the morning, when you go to brush your teeth, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. When you come down the stairs to the temple room, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. In the Mangalarti Kirtan, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. In this way, fill up your whole day with Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. And there'll be no difficulty. The problem is we stop chanting. Or we stop remembering Krishna. You see, to remembering Krishna, that is also like is also considered to be chanting Hare
Krishna.
But don't think it takes the place of your rounds. I just remember Krishna Prabhu. That's how I chant my japa.
No.
Don't be a lazy fellow. Prabhupada said the tongue must work. If you don't use your energy for Krishna, what will you do with it? I can guarantee you, if you don't use your energy for Krishna, you will use your energy for Maya. You cannot remain in some kind of Mayavadi neutrality. I will not do anything. No, either you'll do it for Krishna, or you will do it for Maya. So therefore you must do for Krishna. You must engage yourself in Krishna's service 24 hours a day. Otherwise you will simply become a servant of Srimati Mayadevi. She will say, my dear boy, my dear girl, please come here and lay your head on my lap. And then she will take a razor blade and she'll slash your throat. So don't fall for Maya's tricks. You always remain in Krishna's service. You always remain in the service of your spiritual master. Do not doubt your spiritual master. He is the external manifestation of the Super Soul. If you see your spiritual master with material eyes, you're a guru aparadhi. And Krishna will reject you immediately from devotional service. Ye me bhakta jana aparata, na me bhakta stete janaha. Mad bhakchanam cha ye bhaktaks, te me bhakta mata amata. The one who is my devotee, he's not my devotee. But the one who is the devotee of my devotee, he is my devotee. So when you've taken initiation, you must accept your spiritual master is the external manifestation of the Super Soul. Is it heavy? Yeah, it's pretty heavy, isn't it? But guru means heavy. When I was first told this by Vishnujana Swami, I was shocked. He told me, please pay attention to the class, you can talk later. He told me, you must accept that Srila Prabhupada is as good as God. I was thinking, what is this? Take a man as God, as good as God? How can that be possible? But then I considered it. Prabhupada had no business except to serve Krishna 24 hours a day. He had nothing to do except to repeat to us the teachings of Krishna 24 hours a day. The only thing Prabhupada ever did was to deliver messages to us from Krishna. So whether the millionaire hands you, the billionaire hands you a cashier's check for €1 million, or the messenger hands you a cashier's check for €1 million, what's the difference? €1 million is €1 million. So whether the messenger gives it to you or the rich man himself gives it to you, what's the difference? If the messenger comes with a €1 million cashier's check to give you, will you say, how much do you have in your bank balance? I refuse to accept checks unless they come from billionaires. Since you are not a billionaire, I will not accept a check. But the check is coming from a billionaire, idiot. It is coming from a billionaire. So why are you rejecting it? You see? So in the same way, you have to take the spiritual master. You see? You may say, well, he eats and I eat and he sleeps and I sleep and we're the same. He's going through birth, death, old age, and decay just like me, so what's the difference? So let's say you have a next door neighbor. And he happens to be a policeman. Of course, when you get together, you watch TV, you talk, and do so many things, play checkers or something. As friends. But when he goes to work, he's a policeman. And one day you're driving down the street, and you forget the speed limit, you go a little too fast. And he happens to be there with a radar trap to catch speeders. And he pulls you over, and now he is the government. Now he is the government. So in the same way, the spiritual master is the government. He's an empowered agent of the government, therefore he is as good as the government. And who is the government? That's King Krishna. He is the king of all kings. So the spiritual master, in that sense, the spiritual master is Krishna. In the same sense that the policeman is the government. In fact, the policeman is so much the government that President Bush got a speeding ticket from a policeman one time. The policeman can even pull over the President of the United States and give him a ticket. You're not following the government. So, you never think the spiritual master is ordinary man. You see? He is as good as God. When Prabhupada told the hippie boys at 26 Second Avenue, they just gotten initiated. And he said, now you must accept the spiritual master as God. They went, what? They were completely devastated. What Swamiji talking about? He said, you must accept the spiritual master as God. They were totally in anxiety talking about it. And what's going on? They couldn't understand. So one god brother who had little intelligence, he said, well, if you're confused, go ask Prabhupada what he meant. Don't speculate and get all in anxiety and think you're going to leave the movement or something. Go ask Prabhupada what he meant. So they got up their nerve. They went up to Prabhupada's apartment, Swamiji's apartment. They said, Swamiji, you said that one has to accept the spiritual master as God. What did you mean, Swamiji, when you said that? And Prabhupada made it clear, it's not that the spiritual master is God, but he's given the same respect that you give to God. So after initiation, the disciples had to be very careful. Always accept their spiritual master as good as God. And the spiritual master has to also be very careful to make sure to train his disciples to to see like them.
It's
sometimes stated one should not get too close to the spiritual master. Because familiarity breeds contempt. One should always see the spiritual master as good as God. One of my godbrothers had the very good opportunity to be Prabhupada's servant. But he knew the danger of being too close to Prabhupada. So sometimes he would just go into the other room and like beat his mind with shoes 100 times. To remind himself, this is the supreme personality of servitor Godhead. I must see him as good as God. So the disciples should be very careful to always keep this mood. And the spiritual masters should be very vigilant to observe their disciples, to see that the disciples are keeping this proper attitude of reverence for the spiritual master. Because if that reverence goes away, then they will eventually disobey the spiritual master. Well, he has his opinion and I have my opinion. Spiritual master is not giving his opinion. He is bringing the opinion of Krishna. That's all. He's not giving his personal opinion. He is giving the opinion of Krishna. So this must be carefully and clearly understood. Does anybody have any questions? Okay.
Jeigu mes atliekame asmeninę tarnystę prote, kiek tokia tarnystė yra efektinga? How much effective is devotional service which made in the mind, how much it is effective?
If you have no facility to serve Krishna with your words and your body, then it can be completely effective.
Jeigu neturite savo galimybių tarnauti Krishna savo kūnu, tai tuomet gali būti labai efektyvu.
There is one Brahmin in South India who was simply serving Krishna within his mind and Lord Narayan actually. Lord Narayan sent a Vaikuntha airplane to take him back to Godhead.
Kaip tas Brahmanas Indijoje, kur su savo protu tarnavo Krishna ir Narayana atsiuntė jam laivą.
But if you have facility to serve with your words and your actions and you do not do so, thinking I only serve with your mind will not be effective.
Bet jeigu turi sąlygas tarnauti su savo žodžiais ir kūnu, bet to nedarto, tuomet tai nebus efektyvu.
That Prabhupada said we should distribute books, so I'll just do it in my mind. I won't go out on the street because somebody may get angry if I approach them with a book. So I'll just do Sankirtan, I'll do Mana Sankirtan, you see. And that way I can become a pure devotee. No. Okay, any other questions? Yeah.
Ar aš esu verta dvasinio mokytojo, jeigu mokytojas pats turi mane tikinėti, kad man reikalingas dvasinis mokytojas?
Question is, if I am worth to get spiritual master,
if I am what?
Worth.
Worth?
Worth.
Worth.
Yes. To get spiritual.
Deserve.
Deserve.
Oh, okay.
Deserve to get spiritual master. If spiritual master must convince me that I have to have spiritual master.
That I need spiritual master.
that they need spiritual mastery.
If one is already convinced, he doesn't need to convince you. Are you convinced that you need a spiritual master?
But ar jūs įtikinti?
Ar pačiai tau to? Jūs na, giliai labai širdį, taip, ta prasme, dar, nu, tokio, kad labai poreikia, bet kad gyvybės ir mirties klausimas tokio nėra, kad va, gyvybės ir mirties klausimas
only,
tokio nėra.
Only for some level.
You have a little bit of conviction. So, when the spiritual master, that's very good. You have a little tiny bit of conviction. You don't have a whole ocean of conviction yet, but you have a little tiny bit. You see. So the spiritual master, when he sees you have that little tiny, you have a little tiny flame of conviction in your heart. Not even a flame, just a little tiny spark. So the spiritual master, he's very pleased. He sees you have that spark of conviction within your heart. And just like you can take a spark and you can fan that spark and get a blazing fire. So the spiritual master, he will fan that spark of bhakti in your heart. He will fan it, and he will fan it, and he will fan it, and then boom! There'll be a huge blazing fire, you see. As long as you have a little spark, then you're okay. If you continue, if you let the spiritual master, if you submit, if you have a little spark and you're submissive, that's all you need. Just like you have come to hear my class. So you are submissive. You're hearing my class. So by my preaching now, I can fan that spark and may turn you into blazing fire of bhakti. So even if you're not a blazing fire, that's all right. Just be a little spark and he be submissive and I will turn you into a blazing fire. Any other questions? Yeah.
Balanced approach. Ir kaip tuo pačiu metu būti atsidavusiu, nuo širdžiai atsidavusiu į paktų, bet tuo pačiu savo elgesiu neerzinti tam artimųjų, negazdinti draugų ir taip toliau.
Čia du klausimai yra. Pirmas klausimas, kaip rasti tinkamą balansą savo dvasinėje praktikoje?
Nu, būtent, kas yra tas balanced approach?
Kas yra balanced approach dvasinėje praktikoje? There is two questions. One question is, what is balanced approach to Krishna consciousness?
What is the what?
Balanced approach.
Balanced. Yes. Yes. I'm trying to remember that verse. It's mantra 11 from the Sri Upanishad. One should cultivate. One has to be properly balanced in order to enjoy the full blessings of immortality. So that balance is given by Rupa Goswami in the Mupadeshamrita. Niyam Agraha. That is the proper balance.
Niyam Agraha yra tinkamas balansas.
Niyam Agraha has a dual meaning. If you're too much into rules and regulations, you will fall down. And if you're too neglectful of rules and regulations, you will also fall down. So the key is always stay focused on the essence, which is to be Krishna conscious. And then you will understand how to balance yourself in between the do's and the do-nots. As confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 10, text number 10. Tesham satata yuktanam bhajatam pratipurvakam dadami buddhi yogam tam yena mamupi yanti te. To those who are constantly devoted and worship me with love, I give them the understanding by which they can come to me. So keep that focus of always being devoted to Krishna. And that way you can walk the tight rope of bhakti without ever falling off. Bhakti yoga is sometimes compared to what being, you know, the tight rope walker in the circus. You know, they call it tightrope. You know, it's sometimes compared to walking a tightrope. A little slip this way, a little slip this way, you're finished. But the tightrope walker, they're very expert at balancing. I remember when I was a boy, my father took me to the circus. And there was one tightrope walker. He went onto the tightrope with a chair, and he set the chair down on the rope, and he sat on the chair on top on the rope. He had mastered the art of balance. So in the same way, you must master the art of balance. And then you'll never fall down. By always seeing what is favorable for Krishna consciousness and doing that, and always seeing whatever is unfavorable and avoiding that, that will keep you perfectly balanced all 24 hours a day. Okay, our time has run out, and we thank you all very much. What is the evening program tonight?
Vedic Center.
Oh, the Vedic Center tonight. Everyone come. We'll have an ecstatic kirtan there. We're going to take off on a mantra vimana tonight from the Vedic Center. And what's the topic? Same one? Open topic. There'll be a special surprise topic to enliven you like anything in Krishna consciousness tonight. So everyone come and relish the bliss tonight at the Vedic Center. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Antaraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.
Krishna Sankarsana Gari Maharaj ki jai.
Achila Bhai.